Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm just jamming. Hold on. That's what I'm talking about. All right, what? Okay, let me quit playing. I don't own the rights to that music. I don't own the rights to the music. So, MGK, don't sue me. That's, you know what I'm saying? Don't do none of that. Let's get down to it. I'm your boy, Tyre. Just my opinion, brought to you by All We Talk Is Sports, the best sports group on Facebook. And my co-host, who are you?
What up? What up? It's your boy, Brandon. What's going on, man?
Nothing, sir. Nothing. I'm feeling kind of good. You know, this is one of them better Mondays. You know, we got some hit with some news over the weekend. Monday came out pretty good. But then I get my mail, and I get an invoice from... who is this from? Illinois Tollway, and I owe the amount of $89.30 in unpaid tolls. Oh boy! So that's how my money
wow.
started off. I always owe somebody some money. So man, what's going on? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good, man. You know, had a daughter this weekend, so you know, just spent a lot of quality time with her.
Okay. Yeah, same here. Today is February 1st, ladies and gentlemen. And in Michigan, it's a big day because restaurants get to open to 25% capacity. So I know people is just sitting down right now, eating, enjoying themselves. I'm not ready to jump on that bandwagon yet. I might give it to the weekend and maybe sit down at Applebee's or somewhere and, you know, have me a nice lunch. I'm not sure yet. I don't need to be in a restaurant. I'm not one of those people. I have to do so. Oh my God, you're taking my rights. I want to sit down and eat and take my. I'm not that person. I lost family members to COVID.
Neither am I.
I lost family members to COVID. My brothers, including yourself, has had COVID. It's nothing to play with. So I take it all seriousness. You want me to wear a mask? I will wear a mask. Wash my hands every time I'm in and out of an establishment. So I take it serious. I'm not one of the people, you know, anti-mask wearer, you know. But that's neither here nor there. We're here for sports. But, you know, it's going to be moments that we're going to want to talk about other stuff. Just let y'all know. So I know what you want to get down to. I know you want to get straight to the meat and potatoes. But is anything you anything
hey man,
else?
This is your boy, so I'm letting you take the reins. This is your boy. You're the one that got the – you're the one that's invested into this whole situation, you know.
For people that don't know, and if you're out there, please call in 515-602-9716. You know, we're going to start it off with the big news of the weekend. My boy, none other, my favorite QB of all time, Matty Hoffer, a.k.a. Matt Stafford.
You did not say favorite QB of all time. Please don't tell me you said that.
He's not my favorite. Why would he be my favorite QB of all time if I'm a Lions fan?
All right, go ahead.
Who's your favorite QB of all time?
I don't know. Either it used to be Brady, but now I can't stand him no more. So it's probably Rodgers.
Rodgers, your favorite QB of all time? Why?
I said it used to be Brady.
Well, see, so you're going to say you took offense to me saying Matt Stafford's my favorite QB of all time. See that, how that works? That's just my opinion. That's why this show is just my opinion. Listen, no, if I had to choose, now, my old favorite QB used to be Joe Montana. It was Joe Montana. And then Matt Stafford, because of what he's been through, the fact that dude is hard as nails, and he played injured. And I love the guy, for real. I mean, he never said nothing out of pocket. He always just, you know, went with the team. And you got to like that about quarterbacks that don't throw their coaches and stuff under the bus, which I wish sometimes he would have said something, but I'm glad he did. Because now he can leave. And for those that don't know, he got traded to the Rams. But after his 2 years with the Rams, maybe he might come back to Detroit in 3 or 4 years, you know, close his career off here. Who knows? I'm just talking. But we traded him to the Rams, and in return, we got Jared Goff, two first rounders, one for next year and one for the following year, and this year's third round pick. So Detroit Lions did like they were straight from the city of Detroit with the mask on, pulled out the Jimmy Jam and said, "Break yourself to LA and ran them pockets." What do you think?
Man, I don't even know. I mean, as far as the trade goes, it's a wait and see for me whether if they won the trade or lost it. I don't know.
It's no losing. It's no losing a trade because in the worst case scenario, those are two late first round picks. Worst case scenario, they go to the Super Bowl. They make any NFC Championship. Those are a 27th pick minimum. At best, you got two lottery, two top 10 first round picks on top of yours. Now, the Lions, this is my goal. They're going to be another top 10 next year. Now, depending where the Rams go, you got another good pick next year. So I don't think this is bad at all. I mean, you got to think it was time for Matt Stafford to go. I wish him the best. I want him to do great. I don't care. I know a lot of people are like, man, I hope the Rams suck and they be 4-12. And no, I want them to get to the NFC Championship. So I can prove to these Matt Stafford hater fans, he's a bum. Get him out of here. It can prove something to them. But on the flip side, I think that's why the GM took Jared Goff. I don't think Jared Goff is a bad QB. I just think it was time for a change.
I'm going to say this. Stafford's not a bum, but he's also he's an underachiever, if you ask me. I will say that he's underachieved ever since college.
I think he got all the tools. I think he had tried to take the franchise and put it on the shoulders. And I think at times he had tried to do too much because of his talents and it had got him in trouble. Because you got to think, from the management, from the ownership on down, this would be hard for any player to play for, this franchise. It'd be hard for – look, Megatron, he still had 5 years in him. He's like, I'm out. Barry Sanders, he still had 4 or 5 great years in him. I'm out. We get good players, and they be like, all right, I can't do this no more. I'm out. That's not a player. That's management. And I'm not going to say coaches because it's the management that choose the coaches thinking they're going to do something, and they don't. That whole Patriots way was hot trash, and fish grease. That's how bad it was. And like Amendola said, the Patriots way is Brady. It's not the coaches. Because any coach have left Belichick done, haven't did nothing. And if you look at Belichick this year, having Cam, but no receivers, a mediocre, less than subpar defense, that's what you got. That's your Belichick.
But here's my whole thing about that. This is why I strongly disagree with Amendola when he said that. Brady has had 16 top 10 defenses since he was out of the 20 years he was in New England. 16. So Belichick has some of that success also. Yeah, Brady probably helped him out by not taking as much money as he should have deserved. But also, you got to think, I mean, you've given up money so you can have these weapons around you. I mean, that's how the deal goes.
Okay.
That's the reason why the Pat Mahomes deal was working out great for Kansas City.
Okay, but wait a minute.
He's going to be able to keep those weapons around him longer than other quarterback does.
What happened this year with New England? They had crazy cap space. What happened?
No, they didn't.
They
did not have a lot of cap space. Plus, they had 8 guys set out due to COVID.
So then they keep Cam.
That's the reason why Belichick said they only gave Cam $1 million.
So wait a minute. So do you keep Cam for next year then, since you had so many players out, or you just call it as a wash?
Me personally, I would, but you got to get some weapons first. So I don't know if Cam's going to even want to stay, knowing that there's no weapons there.
That's the unattractive
thing about New England right now. There's no weapons there.
Yeah, definitely no weapons.
And then also, Belichick has to own up to this. He's never been great at drafting weapons. He's only been great at, okay, you know, we'll get this guy at the bottom of the round and then we'll turn him into something. He's not great at going out and getting a weapon in the high in the draft and it actually working out. Or him getting a dog free agent and it actually working out, you know. That usually doesn't work out with Belichick like that.
Yeah, because I'm not impressed. You try to take Cam and you had Brian Hoyer there. Man, listen, any quarterback from Michigan State, garbage. All right? So you bring in Brian Hoyer, a true journeyman. He wasn't going to get it done. Then you got Cam. And then you had, what's his my man, Jarrett Statham or whatever, out of Auburn, drafted fourth round. You didn't give him a time of day. And then the defense just didn't do much. Man, nose tackle Allen out of there. Guy Lawrence didn't do much. The line was just. Then you had Chase Winters check from Michigan. He seemed like he disappeared this year.
I think he just took a step back, just being the fact that now it was with all those guys sitting out. Now it's on him to play a bigger role, and he just wasn't ready for that.
Was Patrick Chung hurt or no?
I think he said I've been doing due to COVID also.
Okay, so yeah, your DBs, you know, you had your DBs there. But I'm not going to disagree with Amendola because until next year, I'll put Amendola comment on pause. We'll give Belichick another year. And you know what? I think with Tom Brady making it to the Super Bowl, this should light a fire under Belichick. If I'm Belichick, it's lighting a fire under me. I'm punching the air right now watching Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think the problem with that is I just feel like now with Amendola's comments, I feel like he's mad that he wasn't ready to leave New England. He wasn't, and I feel that Belichick pushed him out the door, which he does a lot of people. Belichick pushes a lot of guys out the door. You got to realize it's a business, and
yeah, he pushed him out the door because he don't want to pay him, man. I can't stand it. Don't use a guy up. And then when it's time for him to get paid up, you was like, all right, it's been real, thank you. That's no loyalty. That's why cats don't want to work, go play for him. So now anybody Belichick
uses some of the best franchises in sports that way, though, man.
Okay, but now it's not gonna work like that no way. That's why his team was trashed this year because now word around the league like this dude ain't gonna pay you. If he drafts you, you get traded to him from another team, and you're trying to shine, he only gonna use you for a good year, so it's time for that check. Man, bon voyage. Man, that's going to rub agents the wrong way. If I'm an agent, and that's why Matt Stafford said you can trade me to any team but New England, because he know he's going to shine.
That was because of Patricia. That had everything to do with Patricia. That ain't had nothing to do with Belichick.
Why would that have to do with Patricia? He don't coach the offense or nothing. He's an advisor.
He just didn't want to be around Patricia, I think.
He's not going to be around. He's going to be on the field. Patricia going to be up in the stands somewhere, even if he vary that. That was Belichick just reaching out to my man because no one is going to hire Matt Patricia. That dude record was abysmal. No one is going to hire that dude for nothing. And him as a scout. Because you see by him and Quinn draft picks, that didn't work out. You just wasted some good picks on some hot trash. That's my word. Hot garbage.
And to be honest, Belichick's defense was better when Patricia wasn't there or wasn't in charge of him.
I ain't going to say better, but I just think Matt Patricia wasn't that defensive guru that people thought he was. You know, and he tried to do everything Belichick did as far as how he run team meetings, being a hardcore, he tried to loosen that last year, but too little too late. At that point, players didn't like him. They was there to do a job because they professional. You know, you can go to work and somebody can cross you one time at work saying something stupid or doing something stupid or trying to cost you your job. And all it takes is that one time. Yeah, you come in, you speak to them, like, what up? But you just about business. I have worked plenty of time with people I couldn't stand. But I got a job to do. I'm going to get it done. I'm out of there.
Hey, you ain't got to tell me. I used to work with you. So I didn't see
right.
Some of your.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, yeah, you know how it goes. You see me jump off the truck like, man, Damn, let's go. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm giving Belichick another year. And what's funny is before they started winning a lot, when my boy Ty Law was there, I was loving the New England Patriots. Just because my boy Ty Law, Michigan guy, was there, I wanted him to win. He deserved it. Good guy. So when they got that first one, I was like, sweet, Ty Law about got a Super Bowl. And then they started running the gauntlet, and I was like, okay, this is not fun no more. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be like that with KC. If KC wins this Super Bowl and they win another one, I'm like, okay, I'm over KC now. Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen
with KC. I was wrong about saying that they wasn't gonna make it past the divisional round, but I just don't see them repeating 3 years in a row. I just don't see that happening.
I'm putting my money on Tampa Bay this year. I just think Tampa's gonna slow the ball down, slow the game down. And I think they can squeeze this out. I don't think.
You know what I'm getting ready to say?
KC defense,
it's probably not going to be well liked, or you know, but I'm willing to say we about to watch a bad Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
What, because, too much scoring or not enough?
Here's the thing, huh?
Too much scoring or not enough?
Not enough. I think we are close to Denver, Carolina.
No way. No way.
I think that's what it's going to be like. Because here's my thing, okay? Here's what I'm thinking. Kansas City's without both left tackles. So that's going to neutralize their offense a little bit. And we done seen in the postseason, the Bucs offense, it has been inconsistent. So I'm thinking, are we headed for another boring Super Bowl?
No, because Tampa Bay put up points. Mm-mm. No, Tampa Bay put up points, though.
Not really.
KC put up points. I'm thinking it's going to be like 38-32 Tampa.
I don't know. I'm thinking about taking that money line under. Yeah. I just do not see them going. I don't see them going above 75 points.
So who you got for the game?
I don't even know yet.
Good. So you figure it out. If you figure out KC, I want your money. If you say KC, I want to bet. I want your money because I think the refs is going to call some plays, but they'll pass interference calls that was missed in the NFC and AFC championship games and all that. They won't miss those in the Super Bowl.
So you're going to see a different crew also.
Yeah, but you're going to see those pass interference calls get called too because you're dealing with two teams with speedy receivers. It's going to be some holding. And head coach is going to be like, this is a Super Bowl. You got to make that call. So you're going to see some pass interference calls. So with that, it's going to be a lot of scoring. And if it ain't full scoring, you're going to see some field goals. So that's what I'm telling you. 38-32 is definitely going over 55. I'm taking the over, and I'm taking Tampa Bay. I'm taking Brady to get that ring and prove the naysayers wrong. The league is going to be behind him. So if people want to say the refs is in Tom Brady's pocket, they love Tom Brady, I'm going to take that heat and go ahead and win me $300 on Super Bowl. I'm waiting for a rebuttal.
You may be right. You may be right. I mean, I just got a feeling we're about to watch a boring Super Bowl.
It can't be boring. You got two of the best QBs in the league. You got some of the best receivers on both sides in the league. It can't be. You got too many stars in this game. This is almost like a Pro Bowl. You know, think about it. You got two of the best.
You
got two of the best.
You the same guy that just said last week that Mike Evans is overrated.
I did say he's overrated, but hey, that's just my opinion. You know, other people don't think he's overrated. You don't think he's overrated. So
have an opinion about him. He's just okay to me. I mean, he's not the best receiver in the league, but he's not trash either. He's okay to me.
No, he's not trash, but you know, he's on that pedestal in Madden when he's ranked like an 88 or 80. You know what I'm saying? He's an upper echelon receiver. But like I said,
I think he's middle of the road.
And we forgot we got two of the best tight ends to ever play the game in that game also. Can't forget the tight ends. So for you to say that, come on.
How much is Gronk really going to give you, though?
Man, he didn't do what he's supposed to do. He made that big play every game. You have seen him do a big play every game, but he's there to protect Brady. And he's been blocking his ass off like I ain't never seen. Because I've been watching Tampa play.
And I agree with you, but what I'm just saying, you saying two of the best tight ends to ever do it. Yeah, he was the best tight end to ever do it when he was old Gronk. He's not old Gronk anymore. He's just old Gronk. You know what I'm saying? He's not the same Gronkowski anymore.
But see, I've been watching him. And dude still get the big play. He still get the bomb. He still can get his separation like he has been. But he's been blocking.
No, he can't separate. He can't separate.
Oh, well, we're not watching the same games because he's been.
You can cover him
play.
Right now.
What you say? What?
You can cover him right now.
Nah. I can cover him anyway because I run a 4-5 still at my age. So I can cover him regardless.
You can't beat me.
I ran a 4-3. You know what I'm saying? So now I run a 4-5, probably a 4-6 because I tore my leg up. So I'm just getting back. So, yeah, now, yeah, you probably get me. But back at Garda, didn't nobody want to race me. So that goes to show.
I think we need to go live and get a race this summer, 40-yard dash race this summer. See who can beat who.
Man, listen, you don't want me to embarrass you because you know I got a big age difference on you. So if I smoke you, you ain't gonna want anybody to know that.
Oh, you're not gonna smoke me. Trust me. Trust me.
Okay. I think we should do it. I think we should do it.
All right, you set the date and time. Let me know. I'll have my kick ready.
Well, I'm still rehabbing the leg up, but I'm down.
Not an excuse to roll it in.
So check it out. The first day of spring, was it like May something, May 28th or something like that? That's the first day of spring. All right, man, we set a date in May. We do the race, set the cameras up. And then we have posted on All We Talk Is Sports on Facebook.
Okay.
We'll go live.
If I can still bust out my 4.4 speed.
Oh, this is that he ran a 4.4. Oh, you better run a 4.4. I'm telling you. You better run a 4.4, man. If you don't run a 4.4, you let my old ass smoke you, you'll never hear the end of it. I'm telling you, it's gonna be like racing T.O. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be like racing T.O. Don't get it twisted. As long as I'm healthy. Yeah, you heard it here first, people. We got to race, me and Brandon. We both play football, play sports our whole lives, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. As we talk about with the Super Bowl, don't worry, we're going to get back to the Matt Stafford. But it starts by the Super Bowl. You know, you got some of the best receivers in there, Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, you know. I just think it'll be good, some good running backs. Casey got two good running backs. And they got multiple receivers. We can't forget about Hartman. With Tampa Bay, y'all know the shining stars. And I think it's going to be one of our better Super Bowls. So you saying it's going to be one of the worst? I think it's going to be one of the better Super Bowls. I think people going to be excited for it. Cats that didn't buy commercials like Pepsi and other sponsors, I bet you they're kicking themselves right now. If they already ain't trying to negotiate to get an ad in right now, I wouldn't be surprised because it's going to be a good Super Bowl. You got Tom Brady.
Well, I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, we ain't even talking about where you watch the Super Bowl.
I'm probably thinking about just chilling at the crib, really.
Yeah. I think it's really like that pandemic has really messed it up on what you can and can't do. Can't go really to any bar for a Super Bowl party because it's only at 25% capacity. So, you know, right now, people already called. They probably booked up room already. So
I don't like going to Super Bowl parties anyway. I like to actually watch the game. And I feel like Super Bowl parties take your attention off the game.
Oh, no, I love going to parties because I like buying squares, you know. So I like buying football squares. I like to gamble when it's safe money. And, you know, I don't mind gambling like little. We will definitely talk about the gambling bet. We're going to talk about that, too. But I like to win money.
And everything.
About the what?
all the prop bets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my bet for the shoes that I have looking at right now. You know, I look at these shoes every day, and I just want to kick the hell out of them against the wall.
Did you explain to the people what happened?
No, let's explain. So,
okay.
Rob Parker. Y'all might know Rob Parker from a TV show with FS1, The Odd Couple, him and his co-host Chris Broussard. Nice radio show. I listened to him. You might have seen him on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon. The Rob Parker used to be a writer here in Detroit. Had a talk show on 97.1 FM. Big bro of mine. Well, at least that's what I thought. He was a big brother, man. Me and him made a bet. Leading up into the season, we went back and forth talking about football, and we made a bet. He wanted to bet that Brady wouldn't get his team to the Super Bowl. Now, if y'all know Rob Parker always hammering on Tom Brady, calling him the luckiest of all time, saying he's not nearly good as QB as people think he is. So he was like, he's not getting to the Super Bowl. I was like, he's definitely getting his boys to the playoffs, definitely. He didn't. When Tampa Bay went on that 6 weeks winning streak, I was texting them after every game. Only to not get any response. I never knew why. Because we used to text all the time. He'd do an article on Deadspin. He'd text me the link, and I go read the article, give him my opinion. So I'm texting him for weeks. I didn't know. I was like, man, he changed his number. So the game come. They make it to the, you know, they beat Green Bay. I'm sorry. They go into Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is Rob Parker's favorite QB. He'll say, oh, I'm on the roof for the Packers. I just offend Aaron Rodgers. So we didn't talk. Because he thought he's going to win some J's. And he kept pressing me. Bet some J's. Bet some Jordans. Now, I said I wasn't going to bring the receipts out. But I'm going to bring the receipts today. Because this is for the podcast. So, let me scroll down to my bro name. Oh, so
and I'm trying not to laugh, but it's so funny. It's so funny right now.
So
I already know the story. So, I know where you're going.
All right, so let's go. I'm going all the way back. Okay, man, this is some good stuff. He's like, funny how you disappear. Oh man, I'm going all the way back. He sent me a picture because he did an article back November 10th about he had Brady in a dumpster. All right, so he said, funny how you disappeared after your boy Brady fell off this cliff. And I was like, his team lost to the best team in the NFL. That's when he lost to KC. And I'm like, keep in mind, it's his first year with these guys, whatever. He say, stat Pafford numbers, all right? Let's bet Jordan's on them making the playoff. And he said, making a playoff. I said, on Tampa making a playoff? He said, no, nah, Super Bowl. This is stat. I'm reading verbatim. I said, no, nah, depends on the Saints. But if they do it, it's TB and KC again. All right. Now, this is in November. November 30th, I'm saying this. December 1st, I was like, so you know Brady will be back Super Bowl before Rodgers. That's facts. I told him that. I said, Brady be back in the Super Bowl before Aaron Rodgers. He said, let's back Jordans on the season. If Brady goes, I got you Jordans. And I said, if Brady missed playoff, I get you J's. Or you talking about Super Bowl? Because I think Brady can get to the Super Bowl this year. It might be the Saints' year to get back there. And then he said, simple bet on Brady making it to Super Bowl. I said, that's not simple. It's his first year with this squad. And the defense is suspect. He's like, stop it. I said, teams averaging 20 points against the Bucks. That's not good. Hey, what about them Bucks? All right, this is another day. I said, hey, what about them Bucks? Super Bowl bound. And then he said, let's bet Jordans. This is December 21st. I said, I'm seriously thinking about it. He's like shaking my head. Put your money up. Stop BS. I'm only worried about the Saints. I put up smart money. So the Bucks got to make it to the Super Bowl, right? He said, yup, 200 max on Jordans, right? That's what he said. I said, bet. I said, got to say bet. I put question marks. And he said, bet. I said, I love the Saints, but these breeze apologies is not working for me. He said, totally. So we go on. I said, they had no choice. I said, you rooting for Green Bay? He said, I don't root for the Packers. I said, just Aaron Rodgers? I think he a great QB. So December 24th come, you know, regular text. December 26th, this is when I start texting them after Tampa Bay start winning. You seeing, go Brady today, LOL, nothing. January 9th, go, nothing. January 24th, well, yes, sir, And I was like, can I get a congratulations on my win, a pair of Jordans? Hey, I know football. Nothing. And that's it. That's the last I heard from him. So I win the bet, and then he sent me some J's. Now, remember when I said it was 200 max bet? You remember that, right, B?
Yeah.
So he sent me some J's, and they some Jordan low tops. I don't even wear Jordan low tops. I am a sneaker head. That means I want Jordans that Jordan wore. I want Jordans that I know that's going to look fly on my gear. Jordan, only Jordan low tops Michael Jordan had ever wore has been the twos and some tennis shoes. He had never wore any adaptation of any shoe, not no 12s, no 13s, no low top 11s, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Except some tennis shoes and the twos. Because when the Jordan twos came out, they was low tops, then mids. So he sent those. You see the picture. I was like, what these skippity do are these? And man,
Lows, but they ugly too. Like,
you know what? They got the university blue, but they not no heat. You know what? I probably been like, all right, if you send me the Chicago Lows or some Bread Lows, you know, or the Bandit. I was like, all right. But the thing is, he said 200 max. So I'm thinking I'm getting either some Jordan 1s, which is 170, or I'm getting anything else, 6s, 7s, 11s, whatever, which the retail is 190. So I'm thinking retail 170 or retail 190, and that way we touch our $200 max. I'm not thinking this dude going to send me some low tops for 90 bucks, which he probably got a discount, which he less than that. Now, because we know if I would have lost and I'd send him some Jordan crossovers for $59.99, he'd have been like, come on. Oh, T, what's going on? This is not a bet. These are not Jordans. Oh, man. That would have been hot, right? But this is the guy I look up to like a bro. This is what he do to me. I feel like this is a slap across my face two times. I feel like he took the white glove off and was like,
I say you make a bet with him and then send some Jumpman.
Man, these worse than Jumpman. At least Jumpman was a brand that was hot for a minute when Jordan brought them out. These not even hot. Nobody wear. You know who wear Jordan Lowe's ones? Skateboarders. They wear them. I'm not a skateboarder.
And that's exactly what they look like too. They look like skateboarder shoes.
Yeah, they like SB, and that's the thing. These not even SB got more heat. You buy any pair of SBs. Street value right now, $350. You buy some SBs for $100. Soon you open them up, they already street valued out. Boom, bang. These got no value. No value. I'm sorry, they got the retail value. I can sell to somebody for $100, but I might raffle them off on a sports page. You know, let a lucky member get a hold of these. Cause I can't do it. All I would do is it'd be like a trophy. I'll just sit on them. Yeah, I won these pair of shoes from Rob Parker, but my ego as a sneakerhead won't allow me to rock these. I can't.
Yeah, I don't blame you. When I saw the video, I was disappointed myself. I was like, damn, that's how you're dealing, man?
Right. Now, you know, Mike's like, man, you can rock those with one of your North Carolina outfits or something. I said, that's a problem. If I do, you might see it one time. But I got some heat, though. I got some 13s. I got some UNC 3s I can wear. Why would I wear these lows over some heat? And then you got the ones. You got the University USC ones. You post them on the those coming out at the end of the month.
I was going to say, those coming out what, next month?
Yeah, you're right. And those are Jordan 1s. High top.
Yeah, legit.
Legit. So, yeah, I'm crushed. People, if y'all don't know, please go to the Facebook, All We Talk Is Sports. The video is there. Y'all can scroll, check it out. Y'all can see the shoes. I didn't post. Or, you know, or you can come to my Facebook at Tyray or Black Spidey and see the shoes there. I can't do nothing with them. I can't. You know, I try to find a positive out of it. But it's more of, I felt like I feel like hoes. I feel like I got hoes. Because, because I left the main part out. He blocked me on Twitter. So the game was Sunday. I was blocked on Twitter that night. Well, I can say that night because he messaged me asking me about me tagging him in a Twitter comment. And I was like, yeah, bro, I've been texting you. You ain't respond to a single text. So I tagged him in Twitter. So, yeah, I was blocked from that point on. And I haven't heard from him from that point on. Sad. Disappointing.
Well, in that case, I don't blame you because I didn't answer your text messages all that night either. So.
Well, no, this is week's end, though. You remember, from December 26th, he ain't responded to none of my texts from that date on. And maybe he was locked in. He didn't want to get, you know, jinx it, but it was no jinxing. It was no jinx. If anything, it was Aaron Rodgers bad luck or choking. Because I said, to me, Green Bay should have won the game. If Aaron Rodgers was made two plays, game would be went a different way. So, yeah. But the thing is, I would never do none of my people. Like, you, my brother. If we make a bet and you win, there's no way I'd be ignoring you and block. That's scandalous. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? We talked about, and I know we got to talk about Matt Stafford, so I'm gonna bring a 007, make it snappy in here, so he can give you his opinion on the kicks too. give you his true opinion because he like him. He like him. Let's see if we can get in. But yeah, I just now it makes me funny about. Well, you know, that would never happen with anybody else. I don't think anybody else would have did me like that and played me to the left. Especially, I've never been disrespectful, never been rude, nothing like that. That's people that get blocked like that. You know what I'm saying? Not people you call fam or good friends. You don't block those people. But this is the day of terror. It's the cancel culture. This is what we're dealing with now.
Hello?
Yes, this is All We Talking Sports. It's your host, none other than your boy Tyree. What's going on, Low Key?
That's cool. You got it. What's the word?
Me and Brandon was talking about the bet that I had with Mr. Rob Parker on his shoes of my prize.
Oh man, them Jordan 4s won.
The one
so,
that
I
won.
The story about. So I'm Jay thinking
Force
about.
Won.
So Orlando, I'm thinking about putting the shoes up for a bid on All August Sports group page. Let people, you know, get a chance. What you think?
I think you'll be disappointed on the number.
Come on, bro. You like them. You like I give you a bill for them. You like them. So come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, because, all right, one, that's like my style. But for real Jordan sneakerheads, you're not gonna get nothing for them.
Listen,
but, I mean, like me, I would bust them in the summer because that's what I wear, because I wear Air Force Ones in the summer.
Right,
but,
right. But
you know,
I'm thinking I give like 20 entries. Everybody pay $5. I go ahead and do the spin of the wheel. And then the winner win them. I ship them to them. Everybody happy, happy. I'm happy because I got cash in hand, and I can use that cash to buy some legit dope heat that I would wear, and that person will actually get a pair of shoes from none other than Mr. Rob Parker that I won, but I have no use for them.
You'd be lucky to get a Bitcoin. Oh, shit. He straight up played you on them boys,
though. Oh, bro. I know. It's like, well, what are those?
Yeah. Jumpman. Yeah, that's me.
Hey, all right, man. Hey, y'all got to quit ragging on my kicks.
I ain't never seen you act like that. You different.
Man, B, they are different, though, aren't they?
Yes.
Man, listen.
I was blown away when I saw you open the box. I was like, really? that's what he sent them? I was like, oh no, that's not a bad sneaker. No, that's wrong.
Listen, the thing
I'm like,
is,
man, you didn't win first place. You won second place.
That's not even second place. Listen, I'm a sneakerhead. So when I opened up the took the paper off, I seen the box. I knew right then. I said these mids. That's why I said these mids. I said, only thing I hope is these not the same ones I already have already, because I just got the Bandit, the Chicago reverse Chicagos, and I haven't worn them yet. I said, man, I hope this ain't nothing I got. But when I opened them and seen they was low top and seen that color, I was done.
Look,
yeah, so in the video,
my Nike Air. AirPod case look more realistic than them shoes.
Yeah,
and you seen my case.
Right. But yes, if y'all, people that seen the video, you can see my face when I open them up. Like, you see the soul leaving my body. It was kind of like I was, Dr. Strange and I was leaving my body for a minute and kicking that box all around because I left my body for a quick second and I was like, so many cuss words. It was crazy, and I had to like catch myself.
That's what you should have done. You could have done that in the TikTok, how they do the out of the body, and you looking at yourself like, really? Do you see this? And then jump back in your body and continue talking.
Yes, bro, you got to do that. That has to be done.
Like,
I need to see
that
on TikTok. On TikTok by tomorrow. I need to see it on TikTok by tomorrow.
Okay, all right. You need to see that on TikTok by tomorrow. Okay, I got an assignment to do. All right, y'all funny, man. Yeah.
And Jimmy's like, did you see this? Did he look at my shoe wall? Look at this. Where'd I put this at? They get back to your body like, man, I don't understand.
And that's the thing. I showed 10% of my shoe collection. Like, listen, you don't see no Lowe's up in here. The only Lowe's I got was some off-whites, SBs. That was heat. I know, man. I know. Yeah, he did me dirty, man. That was one of them, putting the card under your sleeve. Yeah, that was dirty. He was like, yeah, you won the bet, but watch this.
You know you opened that box up before you put it on video.
No. No, I didn't. You can see me popping the tape right on the video. I did not know what the voice was. I knew
he was actually cutting the box open, the paper on video.
Yeah, I seen it. Like, damn, they wrapped it up in clear tape. I was like, what the heck?
Man,
I was like, oh, this ain't going to be good. This is not going to be good.
That's why I did a video, because when I pulled it, you could feel the weight. I'm like, nope, these ain't no – Jordans are heavy. Original Jordans are heavy.
Yeah, they got the weight to them.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
Nope.
I was like, man, he know. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't your style.
Nah, it wasn't, but what can we say? But, hey, before we let you go, how do you feel about the Matt Stafford trade?
Well, I look at it like at least he's going somewhere where he's going to experience wins.
All right. That's good. All right.
I don't see him going over there and getting a Super Bowl first round or whatever, but, he'll have a better record over there.
All right. We're going to go with that. We're going to rock that segment. But, all right, Loki, thank you for joining our show for a second, giving us the laughs we need, because, believe me, it was a lot of tears in opening up that box, and you just remind me how much I hate these shoes.
Well, I was looking for the side of the box to see if it say play school on the side or something.
Man, get off my phone. Man, go back to work.
Hey, wait a minute. He could have sent you some gas.
Man, bye. Pro Wing, I talked to you tonight before. I talked to you before WWE Raw come on tonight, because last night was a great Royal Rumble. I want to say that for our wrestling fans. Anybody watch WWE, it was good last night. Edge is going to WrestleMania for a chance to win the belt. Yes, Edge. And it was good. But all right, Loki, I'll talk to you later on, bro.
All right, man. All right, B.
Yeah, there we go, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. We like to call Mike every so and get a couple laughs in with him. He don't talk sports like me and Brandon does, but dude's always good for a good laugh or two. Dog in my shoe.
He thinks Stafford's gonna go and win a playoff game.
Listen, as far as Stafford, now we can talk about Stafford. I think Stafford will take the Rams far. And Goff could have did it too. You know, Goff, he played enough to get him to win him a game. He played well enough to win him a game. He just couldn't get it done against you know, Green Bay. You know, and I think
here's
that
my
was
thing with, here's my thing with the Rams. I almost called him St. Louis. Damn. Here's my thing with the LA Rams. It's not just Stafford. The reason why I'm thinking that they're not going to go no further than what they've been going, it's the fact that they got a lot to bring back over the next, what, year and two. Like, this year, they got to bring back Leonard Floyd. They got like three guys on their defense as free agents this year. Then they got to bring back some guys on offense. And I'm just wondering, like, how long before not having these first-round picks backfires on them?
Well, you still got your second round, and you can always trade for a first round. So you got to look. You got to look after a source. So you can be like, hey, I give you 2 third-rounders, a second round for your first-round pick or whatever. So yeah, that's how it goes. And then maybe with their talent, which we did pick up some of their talent from the front office, but they probably looking like, just because they're first-round doesn't mean they first-round talent. We can pick a good guy in the second. Third, fourth round. It's so many people in the league, second, third, fourth rounders, that makes the league what it is. So I'm not really too upset, especially a team like LA that's always in a hunt for a division championship. I guess, you know, you can't even knock them. It ain't like if we was the Lions or if you was Cleveland Browns trading away first round picks, then you'd be like, what the heck going on? But it's the Rams. If Green Bay did that,
I'm just worried about having to replace more people. They just gonna have to replace a lot, and I'm just wondering like how they gonna do it, you know?
Man, lower draft picks and free agency. I mean, that's what I see. I think
you know what I see happening over the next year or two. I see them be like the New Orleans Saints. They're gonna be in cap hell, and they're not gonna be able to bring nobody back.
That could happen. But, I mean, it's like, I'm looking like you got Matt Stafford over there. And
that's another thing. He's gonna be up for a deal in 2 years. So are you going to just use him as a two-year rental, or are you going to sign him back to big money?
Nope, a two-year rental. They already stated that he's not looking for no extension. And, yep, two-year rental. But I'm like, you got Kupp and what's the other receiver? I can't think of his name. What's the other receiver?
Robert Woods.
Who?
Robert Woods.
Yeah, you got Robert Woods and you got Kupp. So you got two solid receivers, and you got Josh Reynolds.
How long
is Kupp
signed for, though?
Who?
How long is Cooper Kupp signed for?
Kupp is there. He get paid good money. I think Kupp just got an extension.
Okay.
So he got top money. And Woods, they just got Woods, so he going to be there. So from what I'm hearing.
I know Leonard Floyd's deal is that he's a free agent this year.
I'm hearing most of the roster coming back, so they don't have nothing to worry about. But that division ain't no joke.
It's definitely not. You got Arizona coming up. They just got to get their offensive struggles together.
You got Seattle. You got the 49ers.
Yeah,
so,
49ers are just a couple pieces away from being back to where they were.
Yeah, I know the 49ers sick that Matt Stafford went to L.A. The 49ers got to be sick. They have to be. They got to be real, man.
I think the 49ers can get anybody though. I bet they can probably pull Deshaun Watson. You never know.
Wow, you know how much it's gonna cost to get Deshaun Watson?
Yeah,
man,
but
Matt,
I mean,
that trade just raised the bar. So you know it's going to be at least three first rounders to get Watson. At least three.
I'm hearing four.
No, I would give up no four. I would give up three or maybe two and a couple second rounders.
They said right now the Texans are looking for four first round picks and two defensive players.
Well, you can thank Matt Stafford. Well, no, you can thank the Lions for causing that. Because people was like, well, why didn't you trade them to Washington? Because Washington's only giving up a first rounder for this year. I think it was the number eight. Was it Washington?
No, that was Carolina with the number eight pick.
Yeah, Carolina with the number eight. So you had two
picks.
And
now you hear rumors that he said no to the Carolina pick. You hear rumors about that. Not sure how true that is, but.
Yeah, because can you imagine you got the 7-8 and you pick a quarterback and receiver. You pick up the quarterback, you picked up Lance, and then you picked up a receiver from Alabama. Ooh-wee! That would have been nice.
But would you want Trey Lance to start his first year?
Nope, you wouldn't.
So then who would your backup be? Would you go with Chase Daniels for the backup for a year?
Nope. You call Cam and have him play 1 year for $6 million.
I think if Cam go anywhere, he's going somewhere where he can prove that he is still that dude. That's why I think Cam going to Washington.
What? Washington. They got Alex Smith. You don't think they bring Alex Smith back?
No.
My brain won't allow me to think otherwise. Alex Smith, I thought Alex Smith played well. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even get made.
But with that leg being so inconsistent, I just don't see them. I don't see them rolling with him as a starter going forward.
And Washington, if you're going to make moves, you got to do it now. You didn't build your team off a whole bunch of first rounders. So, yeah, you got to get a quarterback in there that's going to get it done. I think Alex Smith is the guy, but maybe they worry about if he get injured, they don't have no insurance policy. Or they want Alex Smith to be the backup. I don't follow.
That's what I'm saying. I think Alex Smith could be a backup, but I don't think he's a number. I don't think he's a starter no more.
All right, he played well, though. I mean, you got. I mean,
he did.
I ain't gonna say. I think he played be a starter. He can, but I don't think he can go 16, 18 games as a starter. I won't take that from him. That dude came back from a horrendous leg break. And if he'll come back and play the way he played, I'm not gonna say what he can't do because he didn't prove everybody wrong on that. But Stafford going there, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with Jared Goff. He was the number one pick in the 2016 draft. He is only 26 years old, so he's young. He got a lot. He still got ceiling. He still got a lot he can improve on and learn. And I think they putting the right coaching staff behind him. You think about the coaching staff, the advisors that they hired. The Lions are really going all in on personnel. They put
the Lions made one thing that I like about the offseason is that I like that the fact that they hired Anthony Lynn as a OC.
But then, listen, on a defense, they hired Don Capers to oversee, just be advisor on the defense. They hired some great men as far as older GMs to be, executives and, people that built teams up. Like, they going all in. I think other people looking at the Detroit franchise is this is a story franchise and they never won. And I think all these people getting together like, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of bringing this franchise back because the city deserves it. Because, I mean, like, I feel like you would never got all these people in one room back in the days. You know what I'm saying? I would never thought all these great minds would want to come work for the Detroit Lions.
How do I say this without being something like a hater? No, being biased and something like a hater. I just think you just chewed on the wish sandwich right now. You got that nice wish sandwich, and it's all is you know, put the tomatoes and the ham, the turkey, everything on it. You got like, you know, 10 layers, and you just ready to take a big ass bite.
No way. No. That's not it at all. That's not it. I'm just saying, they put a lot of great minds. They hire a lot of great people, offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, assistant coach, the GM, the executive, defense advisors. I just think they got a lot of people that they put together. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think Jared Goff is going to have, you know, he's going to be out to prove something. So I think with all these great minds, and I mean, we still got some talent here. Now, they do got to get Kenny Galladay. Go ahead, throw the franchise tag on him right now, because he's not going nowhere. And Marvin Jones, if you want to, I'm not paying him as much as we paid him before in that first contract. No way. No how. But I would love to have him back. And we got two stud running backs.
Who's y'all two stud running backs?
He said, "Who are two? Kerryon Johnson,
Mister. I'm always hurt.
If he can stay healthy, he's a stud.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Come on, don't say that.
Can't
say that.
And listen, we got DeAndre Swift."
I'm not even sold on him.
What? Oh, my God. Of course you wouldn't, because you're not a Lions fan. It was not to be sold on this kid, dude. Every time he played, he ball out. Every time. Man, go check the highlights. Every time he played, he balls out. That's, if I was a Lions fan or not, that's no hate. That's his true blue dude got ability. And that's across the board. Everybody has seen him play. Pro announcers, whatever, they say the same thing. Dude going to be special. And then you got Ty Johnson. I don't. The dude got crazy speed. Maybe it just, he just need to put some, you know, get some experience with it, or get coached up. But I like Kerryon Johnson and Andre Swift, and if they bring the old man back.
No, don't bring the old man back.
Why not, man? He had a good season.
I think he's stunting DeAndre Swift's growth.
DeAndre Swift still started. It's just a couple, when he was on that protocol, he was out. They had to, you know, turn to Adrian Peterson because, you know, carry on. But I bring him back. You know, he cheap. And look, when he played for Washington, he was getting it done. He came over here and got it done. Why not? If the dude got something in the tank, you can sign him as a third, fourth running back. Why not?
All right, well.
At least
I'll go ahead and let y'all do that. Hope it work out good for you.
At least you know when it's time, you can put the ball in his hand. He ain't gonna cough up the rock. He gonna run hard between the tackles and, you know, grab a couple.
Didn't he cough up the rock against Atlanta when y'all needed that 1 yard? I'm just saying.
This guy.
You just laid it up for me right there. You just cleared the way for me and gave me the, I feel like Jordan, fly like an eagle.
Hey,
Space Jam.
You just need to worry about those Packers, man, because it's next year a bust. It's Super Bowl a bust for them next year. If they don't get back,
you know
next
how
year,
I feel. I said it was this year a bust. We got too many people leaving next year. I don't think. I see us winning division, and that's it. I don't see us winning the playoff game next year.
I don't see y'all winning the division. I think Minnesota finally get that division next year. Minnesota, they're going to have to come through eventually. I mean, I'm every year, this plan, they could win it, they can't win it. They got to get together. But listen, we got 20 seconds. I'm going to close it out. Thanks, B, once again. Great show. All you talking sports,
yes,
please go over to Facebook. Listen to us. Check us out. Become part of, you know, society that we building. And we'll see y'all on Wednesday. Same time, same bat channel. We out. Three strikes.
Yes, sir.